Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk. Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.
All right, Dad Talk, Season 4, Episode 5. We are back. Derek Wenzel.
I'm out here living in paradise, dude. 73 degrees sunny, San Mateo, California.
Beautiful, for the listeners out there, beautiful blue sky, and the sun is shining behind Derek right now. It's pretty unbelievable.
Got all these hummingbirds flying by my ear, and it's just a little gentle breeze. Guys, if you haven't been on the California train yet, make that happen. It's a good move. Or don't, actually, because I want to buy a house ever and it's fucking impossible. So maybe don't. Fuck it. This is all big backdrop. Go live in Hoboken. Beautiful.
It's funny you're touting California because I got a little bit of a follow-up to last week's episode.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm on the beach yesterday and I hear a plane and I look up, the fucking Pennsylvania plane.
Yeah, really?
Swear to God.
It's working.
America's getaway again. I was like, you got to be kidding me. How aggressive is Pennsylvania going right now?
Holy shit.
Do you think it's like after the failed assassination attempts, they're like trying to like, where it's a nice day.
Okay.
Like, what's
I don't
going
know
on?
They think they're fooling. These people, they're hitting people in New Jersey. They live 5 minutes away. They know what it's like. That's what I'm saying. That's not your target demo, guys. People sitting on the beach in New Jersey are not like, oh, fuck, we should go to Pennsylvania.
It's insane. It's like, oh, it's like 80 degrees here right on the water. Let's go inland to PA where it's 100 degrees.
I love it. I love the confidence in their, like, whatever it costs to fly a banner plane down the beach in New Jersey.
I don't know why they're coming after New Jersey so strong, but we got to keep an eye out for that. The Pennsylvania is out of control. Funny thing is, since we last did the podcast, Wesley and I went to Pennsylvania.
Did you? There you go. Fucking party, right? They got it all. What did you do in the great state of Pennsylvania? Or is it a commonwealth? Is it a state? Pennsylvania is a state. Is it one of those weird there's like five commonwealths, I think. Anyway, there's a trivia question if someone wants to look it up.
It's a getaway. It's America's getaway.
It's just just on its own. It's just its own thing.
Hawaii versus Pennsylvania. It's basically one and the same.
Toss up. Really a toss up.
Best place to vacation.
All right. So what'd you and Wes do in the great state-ish of Pennsylvania?
We went to Sesame Place.
Boom.
He like loves all the rides, a bunch of water rides, roller coasters. He had a field day. But
does he watch Sesame Street?
No. He knew like Elmo, who Elmo was, but nobody else didn't know. So now
my kids don't watch it either. And I've never been this the amazing Sesame Place, but I just assumed it was the characters walking around or whatever, and it was kind of low key. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's bigger than that. I was like, if you don't watch that shit, like these are just gonna seem like big, scary, different colored animals. They're going to fucking freak you out.
Fucking Big Bird walking around. Who's this guy?
Totally.
Shoot
Cookie
him.
Monster, get that fucking guy away from me, dude.
So it was, it was summer, August day. So, and we had a huge heat wave here. So it was literally like 100 degrees. Hot day. Perfect day for a water park. So that was all good. It's getting to be like the end of the day. We're about to head out, but I'm like, we should get some ice cream before we go. Obviously, Dippin' Dots.
Such a good dad. You're such a good dad. Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. You're like, listen, before I have to give you up, and see you in 2 weeks in the next weekend, just wanted to make sure you remember that I'm your favorite by hooking it up with some ice cream. Don't tell your mom.
Oh, my God. So we're in line at the Dippin' Dots, right, outside? And probably like a 5-10 minute wait. So
damn.
Right?
To get ice cream? Fucking A, dude. I know it's hot out, I guess, but still, that's a little aggressive for Dippin' Dots.
Thank you. So we're moving up. It's taking like a while. It's like the line's moving so slowly. It's like, oh, and so hot. It's like, oh my God, come on. So there's one person left in front of us. And the lady who is serving the ice cream Dippin' Dots starts like getting like wobbly and like eyes are like kind of rolling in the back of her head. And people are like, "Are you okay? Like, do you need to sit down?" And she's like, "I'm okay." So she's like doing her thing and she's like looking really bad now.
Oh,
And
fuck. She's got all pale and stuff.
yeah.
Oh, fuck. She's a goner.
Yeah.
Just one more order. Just can I get one more order in?
What I was thinking. We were standing there waiting for so long. It was so hot. And it was like, oh, now we got to wait for her to pass out, somebody new to come in.
Long is it going to take? I don't really care if like the medical team can just move her to the side and someone else can come in and serve the, like, is it self-serve at that point? What happens?
Like, am I being a dick by having these thoughts? I was like really hoping. I was like, she's definitely gonna pass out, but I was just hoping we could get through first. Zero part of me thought to like go get help. I was
Yeah,
like,
right. Not a single part of me's like, I gotta make sure she's okay. It's like, you think she can make it through one more before she just falls down at my feet? Like, just absolutely crumples onto the floor. So wait, or she's not inside. She's like a little cart or something
she's in the
outside.
car outside and
She's fucked, dude. Yeah.
ironically serving ice cream, you know, and she's gonna pass out from heat exhaustion. She eventually, the person in front of us was like, "You should sit down." And I was like, "God, Jesus Christ."
You're so selfish. Come on, bro. There's other people here who want Dippin' Dots. She's not down yet. Like a boxing fucking referee coming in, giving her the 10 count. No, she's
Yeah.
good. She's good.
So what made me feel good was the other employees at Sesame Place, I think, were in line with me in my thinking. So another woman came over and, you know, saw this other woman like passed out in the chair and she just rolls her eyes at her. She's like, "Oh, gotta be kidding me."
She does this shit all the time. She always passes out in the extreme heat.
So then she had to serve us the ice cream, but she was just like doing like really loud sighs as she was doing it, as literally this woman is like dead next to us all.
Lazy fuck.
It
Stand on your own
moving.
two feet. Let's go.
It was unbelievable. So you think I was being very selfish and it was the wrong mindset?
I mean, I get it. Especially if you're standing in that heat, you're like, this is the last thing we got to do before we go. We've
Yep.
already been waiting 10 minutes. I'm just trying to cool myself down, treat my kid. I don't need this. This is not what I need right now.
You got Wesley next to me. He's at the end of the day. He's like, "Dad, what's taking so long?" "Yeah, I know, Wesley. It's taking forever." Like, one of those passive aggressive.
It's like she's half conscious.
Yeah, I guess she didn't think to drink water. It was freaking 100 degrees out. Maybe try the ice cream. Like, what are you doing?
Take care of yourself.
Ridiculous. So that was one part of the trip. And then heading home, leaving the great state of Pennsylvania back to my shitty state in New Jersey, you got to go through Trenton.
Beautiful.
So
In August, Trenton's got to be nice.
we're driving home, and you know, the first part of Trenton you're going through, there's a bunch of traffic lights, so you're stopped a bunch. And you know, like the squeegee guys, remember the squeegee guys? So basically, there's no more squeegee guys. They're just basically homeless, and they don't actually like clean your cars, but they come and ask you for money, you know?
They're not even pretending to do a service anymore. It's
Yeah.
just,
Yeah. So, you know, in these situations, I'm always like, you know, looking completely forward, no eye contact,
Oh yeah, dude,
you
gripping the
know,
wheel.
windows closed, doors are locked.
Yeah. Do you lock it? Is the car already, are the doors locked? Or when you get to that light, do you hit the lock button?
Thought about this because I'm always worried about waiting too long to do the lock and then it makes the sound and the guy outside hears it and he's like, "You're a dick."
You fuck you, man.
So I always try to avoid that scenario. So I got it quick. I got to the lock quick before I could see him. He was like 15 yards away. We were good. But he's coming up and I'm doing my thing, just looking forward, ready to go. Longest red light of all time.
Yeah, of course.
He's walking by And Wesley starts like banging on the window and waving.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like,
Wes, no, what are you doing?
so this is a teachable moment. What's the approach? Because I want to be, Wesley, like just snap at him and be like, stop it. Like, the fuck are you
No,
doing?
you're right, because it's such a loaded fucking thing. You're like, you want to teach compassion for people in troubling situations, and he's just trying to do whatever he's got to do, but that doesn't mean I got to give it to him. And like all that, like that, it's fucking heavy. There's a
A
lot
heavy
in there.
combo for a 4-year-old too. It's like he's
Yeah,
not gonna
for a
understand any of
4-year-old.
this.
Fuck.
So yeah, I was like, stop.
Wes, can we put on Paw Patrol? Should we put on Paw Patrol? Look at my phone. Look at my phone. Paw Patrol. Right here.
But yeah, so that was a nerve-wracking moment. But I've always also thought in those moments, like, what if the guy like tried to get in the car? What would you do?
It's probably never happened. Like, you know what I mean? But I get that's why you lock the door. But let's like, it
But like,
never
yeah, he
happened.
gets like aggressive. He starts like breaking windows or something. Because you're like, it's like a Sonny from like The Godfather, like toll booth scenario where you're like, you can't back
Just
up or move.
stuck,
You're
dog. Yeah.
stuck. Like they got you. What's the
Well, that
move?
mindset shifts. If you're like by yourself, it's one thing. You're like, this is just uncomfortable. But like, you
Yeah.
know, I got my kid in my car. You're like, your whole radar changes, right?
Yeah.
Everything, like things that were never a threat or a threat, like, and it's just the whole fucking calculus changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what you do. The fucking doors are locked, and stuff starts to go crazy. Dude, I don't know. You just hope someone else like doesn't do what you did in the fucking Dippin' Dots line and jumps out and like provides assistance. The guy behind you is like, I swear to God, if this guy gets in a fucking fight with this dude coming up to his window and I'm gonna miss this light, I'm gonna be so pissed. That would be perfect karma, actually, this situation. Is if you got your window broken in and you had to get into like a scuffle or just like wait for the cops, and the guy behind you like, Jesus Christ, this fucking guy, why didn't you just nod and smile and just say no thanks? Like everybody else, he wouldn't be in the situation.
What would you do if it was happening in the car in front of you?
Nothing you can do. Yeah, if you got your kids in the car, you're not getting out of the car.
You can't
That's
get
a
out of the
no-brainer.
car.
Like that decision's been made for you. Like if you got your kids in the car, you're not going anywhere. And you just hope you do.
I can just see the person looking back from the car at you, and you're just like pointing back at your kid, like,
Sorry, bro. Yep.
The
I'm not leaving. Are you fucking kidding?
other quick thing I just had a real quick question on with you is at the beach again, jellyfish stings. You know what they say to help with that?
Yeah, tomato juice, right? You just skunks.
It's urine.
No, it's totally urine. I know of it. Never been in that situation. We
If
don't get we get jellyfish on the beach sometimes out here, but not nearly as out there. It sounds like it's a thing, like regular.
So here's a question. Let's say Tenley gets stung by a jellyfish.
She wouldn't be that stupid, but go ahead.
So what are you doing? Are
I'm
you
Googling. I'm Googling what to do that second. 100%. The first thing I do is not like, I guess I gotta pee on my daughter. Like, there's no way. That's my first move. I'm looking like if let's just say I'm out in Jersey because there's not really many lifeguards in Northern California where we are because just not many people are swimming in the water and it's fucking dangerous anyway.
I'm not asking a lifeguard to pee on my daughter. That's weird.
Not to pee, but to like to fucking help the situation, like to like the expert there to be like, hey, dude, so. Like, do I pee or do I not pee? I'm definitely not asking a stranger to pee on my fucking kid.
Hurry.
This lifeguard's like, I've been drinking water all day waiting for this. Don't worry. It's real clean. It's real clean, please. It's gonna come out clear. Nothing but water all
Something.
day.
She's in pain. Do something.
I just went. Sorry, bro. I don't.
No, but like, do you use your pee? Do you like use her pee? Or are
Well,
you?
shoot, you can't force a fucking 4-year-old to pee.
Yeah, but just like later, like,
How much later?
I mean, it won't be that long until she has to pee again, right?
Dude, she holds it all fucking day. I swear to God, she pees in the morning and at night, and that's it.
Then would you pee in like a cup and then like dump it, or would you just pee directly?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I would immediately be on my phone going, how quickly? Is pee really the thing, and how quickly does it need to get in? Like, can I just take you to a doctor instead? Like, can that seems like a much more logical solution to this than in public me peeing on you. Because someone's gonna do that, and I'm just gonna be like, dude, that's not even a thing. You're a sick fuck. Like, you're an absolute animal and a
I think it
moron.
depends where the sting is also. Like, I don't know. Legs, fine.
Oh, is there like a good pee zone? Like a foot? Yeah, if I had to. If I
Yeah.
looked it up and it was like, you need to pee right now, I was like, all right, I'll figure this out. But
Yeah.
anywhere else, like, now we're getting the car. We're going to the fucking doctor. No way. I just can't believe, and obviously we can look this up, but I cannot believe that if the only way to prevent immense pain and like death is to pee on the spot. Like, that's just dumb. I feel like it might alleviate to some extent, not enough for me to be like, let's do it. It'd definitely be like, let's get the fuck out of here is where we should go.
Also
The
weird.
sand and the stinging fish, we should leave and go to a goddamn doctor and then go to Pennsylvania where they don't have these fucking things.
A weird thing to discover too. Like,
Yeah, who figured that out? Dude,
how did that happen?
if you just pee, it's all good, bro. You don't even have to leave the beach.
Do you think they tried it with like other things, like a paper cut, and they're like, oh, no, that doesn't work.
Nope, not on paper cuts. You mean he was just selling that solution? He wasn't trying to solve the jellyfish problem. He was just selling the urine solution. It's like, well, we should probably figure out what pee's good for, right? And we'll just try a bunch of different things. It's like Einstein, right?
Anywho, that's all I got for this week.
By Einstein, I meant Edison, by the way, just for the fact check later. I don't know why I said Einstein. I meant Edison. I know who invented the fucking light bulb, guys.
New Jersey. The daddies are gonna come for you. They're
New
very
Jersey.
particular about their New Jersey inventors. All right, what's going on with you?
Dude, big week last week, dude. Tenley started. We've been talking about TK, transitional kindergarten, pre-K, it's called some places. And it's like a new, like, public supported thing out here, like public school. So it's free minus, whatever aftercare and stuff. It still is not cheap, but at least that the schooling part is free. So in my head, it's like, oh, it's just like daycare. That's all it is. It's like a low pressure thing, no big deal. They're just trying to get 4-year people to have childcare coverage for their 4-year-olds. And like, it took me till like 3 days before like it started for me to go, holy fuck, no, this is like real school. Like, she's going to kindergarten basically. Like, she's gonna do everything that kindergartners do. And it just basically, you just start earlier. And like, so kindergarten is gonna be more advanced. Everything's just gonna be more advanced down the road. But I was like, dude, it hit me. I was like, this is fucking intense. My little baby girl is going to fucking school. She's going to like big kid school. So it's heavy, dude. She started on Wednesday.
They grow up so fast, you know?
They do, bro. They
Scary.
do. We're like fucking saying goodbye on her first day. Like, you walk her onto the blacktop there, and they like stand in line. Their teacher comes and gets from there. And like, she was fine. And then me, Amanda, and Cutler were struggling. And she's like, guys,
Really?
just I'm good. I'm good, though. Like, I'm good. You guys can fucking leave.
Wow.
If you want to leave sooner, you don't even have to stay. That would be ideal. She's just ready to rock.
That's awesome. Well, good
But the
for
day
her.
before, yeah, she's been a monster. She's just loved it for the first few days, which is great. This is like, it's all new. It's like school goes till noon, and then there's an aftercare program at the school. And so they like pick the kids up from the kindergarten class, and it's just more, it's that becomes more daycare. Like, they have some projects and stuff, and they have recesses and lunch and snacks and shit.
Yeah.
But that's a ton of new transitions and people to meet, and she rocked it, dude. But we were at the orientation the day before, and it's like, oh, show the parents and the kids to the school so you know where to go, and obviously basic shit. And they're reading off the names of the kids and what teachers they have, and the teachers are there, and they were going to sit in the class, see what it's all about. And of course, there's two TK classes, so they go all the way through the first one alphabetically. And you're going through the second one, you're like, oh, we must be in the second class. And you're like, well, last name starts with a W. I know this is going to be at the end. And then, but the later you get, you're like, man, I hope they call her fucking name,
Oh
dude.
no.
Right? You're like, did I fuck this up? Like, did
Yep.
I not get the, I got all the emails. Like, I know I'm supposed to be here. That's why I'm here.
She's not enrolled
But
again. Yep.
you don't know. And of course, it was second to last. It wasn't last. Someone's got another name that started W or Y. And so the principal's out there calling the names. He goes, Tenley Wenzel. And I elbow Amanda and I go, she must listen to the pod.
Yes.
She's probably a daddy.
She's a fan. She's a
She's a
daddy.
fan. She fucking knows. She winked. She did it. She's Tenley Wenzel. She winked at me. She knew what the fuck was up. She goes, I got you. I got you.
That's got to be such like a rush for the school. Like,
my God. The PTA is going crazy. They obviously are like hounding me to like, can you just do like special content? We're gonna fundraise so much money for this public school.
I can't wait till they make you buy Tenley's art. I cannot wait till they try to move this year.
Nah, dude, that's a thing. You move out of daycare and stuff, and so many daycares are different. I don't know if I told you, like, ours is shutting down, so we got to find Cutler a new daycare too,
Oh
which is fun to do another big transition with the kids.
no. Henley was that bad, they have to shut it down.
They shut it down. They're like,
That's
this fucking, as
horrible.
soon as she's out, we're done. Nah, dude, people are shutting their businesses down anyway, and you're like, you realize like other places, regardless of tuition, like, oh yeah, then you're expected to pay an annual materials fee, and you have to go to this fundraising thing. They're expecting regular donations of shit. And you're like, what do I pay? What's the fucking tuition for? Like, what does that fucking number cover? Basically nothing. And with all the days off, you gotta like navigate. So we just finished a pretty exhaustive 2 week search because we got 30 days to figure it out.
Right.
And we found a new spot and it's great. It's definitely more money. So that was the
Yeah.
other thing. But yeah, everything, it checked every box. We walked out of there, Amanda and I went, well, that's it, 100%. Like, that's super close. We can walk to it. They don't have many school
Oh, nice.
closures. They do lunch and a couple of snacks. It's checking every box. Curriculum seems good. The place is really clean. Teachers are nice with the kids. You can see it. And then the number comes in. You're like, ooh, this is like $600 a month more than the other place we also liked. And
Nice.
that's like, kind of an early parenting decision of where you're like, and I'm still looking for a gig, right? So
Yeah.
I'm fucking, so you're like, I mean, I love you, Cutler, but 600 bones a month, I don't know if I love you that much. We're sending you to this other fucking shit box. You're going through everything and like all the everything matters. It's so important. The curriculum's so important. The teacher, you guys do a little Montessori, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Cool. And then you get a number and you're like, well, I mean, then fucking four or three or
Four.
two. Like, it doesn't really fucking matter, right? You're just trying to keep, like, I don't need to pay all that. Like,
Keep
it
them
doesn't matter.
alive. Really just keep them alive and we're good.
Yeah.
You pretend like they're learning, but let's be real.
No, there's
They're
clearly,
more
and
learning
but
social
now,
skills. It's more socially like getting along with other
here's
people, learning different things.
totally, yeah, self-confidence, whatever. But now that I've agreed to pay them more money, now I'm bought in that it matters,
Yeah,
right?
now you're on the
Now I'm,
edge.
it's a fuck yeah, dude. Oh my God, dude, if you don't actually spend the money, your kid's going to come in behind in TK and they're going to be behind the rest of their lives. They're just never going to be successful unless they have a banging daycare
Oh,
at three.
you gotta shame the other parents now who don't send their kids there. Like, ooh, are you serious? That's
Wow. You
all
went the
right.
cheaper option, huh? You went trying to save some money, save a few bucks. You didn't want to just not eat out dinner one night a month, cover most of that. No, you're good. You'd rather. No, got it. You'd rather have chicken parm at the same place once a week? Got it. No, that makes no sense. Yeah, that's a good investment versus your kids' education. I'm gonna go to the other school we said no to. There's nothing wrong with them. They're very nice people. And just like be like, you guys are like fucking all idiots. You guys are so cheap and you
Yep.
don't care about your kids.
Safety school.
Safety school. One of the best chants in the history of college athletics was American University. I don't remember. Was it a basketball game? Or I want to say it was one of my hockey games. I can't remember. It was a basketball game.
Yeah.
And we just started chanting safety school at the other team. It was the fucking best thing in the world.
Was amazing. Who was the school? Do you remember?
No idea. Doesn't matter.
I
Doesn't
don't,
matter.
yeah. This is
Like,
hilarious.
Patriot League. We come hard, dude.
Yeah, we
Come into
didn't. Oh.
Bender, you better be ready to get chirped, dude.
Yep.
Now, anyway, so big week. We're pumped to lock in a new daycare for Cutler. Tammy's going to school. She's feeling it.
Huge.
It's all good. Oh, one other thing that happened this week, which probably isn't funny to most people, it's hella funny to me. So this Saturday was 5 years since my dad died, which is a great premise for a joke, by the way.
Yeah, here we go.
If you're ready for some comedy, start it with that. And of course, like, I swear to God, that day I got a letter in the mail for him.
Oh my God.
And
Stop.
obviously it's like some fucking, marketing mail or whatever. But still, I was like, what could it possibly say? Notice you haven't been around in a while. We'd like to offer you, like, what would be the funniest thing? How do you turn this, like, obviously, like,
Yeah.
kind of morose day around? And I think, what's the funniest thing that thing could fucking say? Like, what's the funniest shit that could be in there?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard from you in a while is a
Yeah.
pretty good opening lines, pretty strong.
Or like, even if it was like a generic marketing thing, it was like, "Hey, hope you're well." Nope.
Are you unhappy with our service?
Just don't understand why you haven't responded to any of our marketing mails. So,
Did you change addresses or?
just curious if you were satisfied with our service we provided. If fucking crematorium sent that? Like, just want to make sure that everything went well for you. I fucking open it and it's for some, I don't know, like hearing prevention company. So I'm sure they have AIDS and stuff, but it's also like a medical diagnosis. And I was like, hot, like whatever. That's like mildly funny. And then I'm like scanning the thing quickly. And under the bullet pointed list of services they provide, one of them is like some sort of screening. Because hey, maybe it's just wax in your ears. Do you think that's why he can't hear super well? Or do you think it's the fact that he's been dead for 5 years? Which one do you think is impacting his lack of hearing more? I was like, not the funniest, but it's pretty goddamn good.
Get the Q-tips out. A lot of wax. That's insane.
A lot of good anti-wax products out on the market, and you'd be like a whole new person.
What if you wrote them back and like explained the whole situation?
I always think about it every time I get a piece of mail for him, and it's right, so usually some shit like that, or like an old business thing, like, hey, you signed up for Comcast Business, whatever. I was like, dude, forever ago. I'll put your list, but it always makes me go, what's the like the thing I can say back that'll make people the most uncomfortable? Like, when
100%.
I think I told you this, but when we were leaving Palm Desert, which is down in Southern California, where his condo was, when he died and he got cremated there. So we were flying home through fucking back up to San Francisco. And so I got his ashes in a fucking bag, like a plastic bag in a box. And I'm clearly carrying that on. Like, it's not getting checked. And I knew it. And I knew in my head, in my heart, and I knew it. I was like, there's no way the TSA doesn't go, it's in your bag, right? Or give me some kind of shit. Like, I just very antagonistic towards the TSA. It's not their fault, but it's a stupid job. And I get snippy. And so I was like anticipating the snippy, like, what are you
Oh,
doing
it's
in there,
perfect.
right? And so, of course, it goes through the scanner. Guy's like, so what do you got in there? Right. And he wasn't being overly shitty, but it was a little like sarcastic. And I had already pre-planned it. So it came out a little hot, a little fast. It was, oh, it's my dad. And his face fucking just dropped. His face, fuck. He goes, oh, fuck. Like, and he's like, okay, we'll do this super fast. Like, we have to do the stupid little like 1.5 inch by 1.5 inch cloth wipe thing and then throw it in the machine because apparently that is all you need to do to clear a TSA bag. And he was like so delicate. He's like, it's okay. All right, I'm not gonna open it. We're just gonna do and then you'll be good. I was like, good God. And
Oh,
I didn't feel bad at all for
yeah.
putting him in that spot because it's like, come on. You're leaving Palm Desert. That's where old people go to die. Like that's like you have to expect that this is a thing. But that's the kind of reaction I want to get from people when I think about the letter I would write back
It's
to them.
the fact that you thought that was coming and you that was
I
pre-planned
was ready for it. Yeah.
had to feel good. Just like, here he comes, let's go, here it comes, here it
That's how I knew I was back and I was recovering. It was a pretty traumatic fucking day, as you can imagine, that day flying back down to pick him up and come back. But I was like, I'm gonna be all right. I'm gonna be all right. I got a good zinger in at a TSA agent. He would have loved that. He would have appreciated it. So I think about that all the time. Every time I get a piece of mail from him, I go, I don't think I could ever top that.
That's pretty unbelievable. Yeah. I don't think he's got a knife on him. I think we're good.
I was like, also, like, what would he come back? It's like, which parts? All of them. Like, what do
Jeez.
you mean? His whole body is in
Follow-up questions to
it.
that would be
You want to look in?
insane.
Because yeah, I could have gone anywhere. If he would have pushed back,
Oh
sarcastic
my
about it, I'd be
God.
like, "Why don't you open the bag and find out?"
Oh fuck. Well, that's unreal. I can't the mail coming. is wild.
It's just insane now. At this point, it's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. You want to realize, like, I know it's not super expensive to send those out as a market. Like, they clearly have to have some ROI on it, but the amount of money companies waste sending out shit.
Yeah.
Guys, been dead 5 years and was never lived at the address you're sending the mail to. And like, there's no way that this list makes any sense. Like, how he ended up on this. No, he never had any hearing things. No, no, no. No, he was fine. No hearing issues at
Insane.
just fucking crazy. He was never like a patient. It's insane.
Just
Whoever you spent gave money for this list is just ripping. Like, oh my God, that's the business we need to be in.
yeah.
Selling the list of dead people and forwarded mailing addresses to companies selling products. That would be amazing. Want to reach our listeners? We got a list for you. Don't worry, listeners. We'll never give away your information. We're just going to give away dead people's forwarding addresses.
That's what we do to get ad money. Like, look, we've got all these listeners.
Look at all this list of addresses.
They're
You don't have
all.
emails? No, we just have mailing addresses.
Yeah, they don't like to engage too much, but they list it every week.
But we know they're there. We can feel
Oh my God. All right. Good.
good way we end on that. You want to go further? You want to go deeper into this?
I think we ended there. All the daddies out there, rate, review, and subscribe to the
The
Daddy
living ones,
Podcast.
the living ones, the living ones do that. The dead ones, we don't expect that
No, we don't.
level of effort.
Just listen to the show. You don't have to rate, review. Fine.
We got it.
We'll be back next week. Do you you want to give us any parting words before we go this week?
Don't waste your money on your child's education. It's a joke. Unless you get into my preschool and then you're one of the elite.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk.
Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious.
Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice.
Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.